Shenish Tvul Mishnah 8. A Menech Isser V'Achal Alav Chetzio. If one sets aside an Isser, a coin, and he wants to redeem Masa Shani produce onto the coin, and then he redeems half of it, so he doesn't redeem the whole thing at the same time. He transfers some Masa Shani produce, the sanctity, onto the coin. So half the coin is now Masa Shani, and half the value of the coin is not. And then what he does, V'Halach L'Makom Acher, he goes to another place, he takes his coin, and he goes to another location, and in that case, in that location over there, the coin is now worth a punjan, which was double the value. So in the new location, this coin is worth double the value. So how do you deal with it? Because it's half Masa Shani and half normal. It says the Mishnah, Oichal Alav Oid Isar. So what he can do is he can eat, he can redeem another Isar, meaning you go after the new location. You go after the new. So a punyan is worth two issos. And when he arrived in that place with his coin, with a coin, half of it was Hob Master Shani and half was not. So he should have only been able to redeem another half value worth. But in the new place, it's worth double the value. So in the new place, he can redeem another full issa. You go after your present location over here. And so to Amniach Pujun V'Achal Alav Chetzio V'Halach L'Makom Acher V'Arei Yotze B'Isser. So to the reverse, if the place he starts off, the coin is double the value, and the place he ends up, it's worth half the value of the original place. So when he arrives there, half the coin is Masa Shani and half is not. So the value in the new place is less than the value in the old place. So he's actually only allowed to Oichal Alav Od Plag. He's actually only allowed to eat from it now a quarter. Half an Issa, which is a quarter of the value of the coin. Okay. Bottom line, you go after the place of where you are. That's what the mission is basking. When you're looking at the value of the coin, you go after the value of the coin in the place where you are, even if the coin is half Masa Shani and half not. All right. Next section of the Mishnah is an interesting section because he says in the Karti over here that there are many explanations of this difficult Mishnah, and none have succeeded in elucidating adequately the text. Okay, so we're just going to take one approach, which is actually not the approach he brings here in the Karti. He brings the approach of the Rambam. We're going to take a different approach, which I think is easier to understand, but there obviously are difficulties with it, otherwise everybody would agree with the approach that I'm going to tell you. But anyway, it says as follows. Hamniach Isser Shel Masa Shani. If someone has an Isser of Masa Shani set aside, and he takes it up to Jerusalem, and now he's going to slowly start transferring the sanctity from the coin back onto produce. So at what point does it become so negligible that you can just use the coin for anything? At what point is the value, you don't have to redeem Masa Shani for it? So it says the Mishnah, Eichel Achad Asar Be'issa. What he can do is the first case, he can eat from it an 11th part of an Issa. Okay, so the explanation we're going to go with is as follows, that what this case is talking about is Demai. Remember, Demai is a case where it was doubtful, Masa Shani. You didn't know if the Amaritz, the person who didn't know the laws, properly redeemed their Masa Shani. So you did it again. You redeemed this Demai onto a coin, and this coin is now Masa Shani, but of Demai. It's doubtful. So in this case over here, 10 elevenths, about 91%, just less than 91%. When you've taken this coin and you've redeemed it, you transferred its sanctity back onto produce, 91% of the coin, you can then just use the rest of the coin for whatever you want. Yeah. Ve'echad mimeya be'issa, but when it comes to proper Masa Shani, there, just under 91% is not good enough. Now you've got to use 99% of the value of the coin. The last little bit, you can just, the last 1%, you can use for anything. That's the first opinion. Beishama Emrim Hakol Asara. Beishama disagree. Beishama say it doesn't matter whether it's Demai or proper Master Shani, 9 tenths is the amount that, after you've used 9 tenths, the last 10% you can just use for anything. Ubaisilal Oimrim, Bavadai, when it comes to definite produce, definite Masa Shani, Achad Asar, 91%, 10 elevenths, and then the rest you can use for whatever you want. Ubaidemai, and when it comes to Demai, Asara, 90%, 9 tenths of the produce of the coin, and then the last 10% you can use for whatever you want. So there's three different opinions. The first opinion, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as to how, what percentage of the coin do you have to use, and then the balance you can then go and use for anything.